This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
We're going to kick it off with my last, but not least, my final TUSD Governing Board candidate interview. I've interviewed all six, will after today, of the candidates for the TUSD Governing Board that are on the ballot. There is a write-in candidate. I've interviewed the six that are on the ballot. Sadie Shaw will be my guest here in just a moment for the first half of the hour. U.S. Senator Martha McSally will join for a segment after that, and we'll wrap up as we always do on Thursdays with workforce pivots, getting Tucson's workers and employers back to work. Well, that's our show today, and I'm excited. I've been looking forward to this conversation with Sadie Shaw for a while now, and here we go. Sadie, good morning to you. Welcome on the air.
Hi, Zach. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I want to start our conversation like I start with all candidates who come in for the first time. You might get a chuckle out of this question because it is the name of the show, and you may already know what the question is. But what was your tipping point moment, Sadie? What was that moment where you said, you know what, there's three open seats. I got to jump in. I got to run. I think I'd be one of the best on to fill those seats. What made you jump into this race?
Good question, Zach. I was asked by a community member to run. His name was Pastor Grady Scott.
Love Pastor Grady. Huge fan.
Yeah, great guy. He saw me speaking at the League of Women Voters Issues and Aches breakfast. I was on the panel there, and he approached me afterwards. He said that, you know, TUSD Governing Board had three seats open, and he thought that I would be a good candidate because of my experience in the Sugar Hill neighborhood and doing some other community advocate work around town. And so from there, you know, I really wasn't sure if it was something that, you know, was right for me, because I'm definitely not, at first, you know, it was scary to think about even running for office. But after, you know, doing some research on TUSD and the history of the board, you know, I finally realized that, you know, there's some great issues in TUSD that need to be addressed. And I think that, you know, just getting different blood in there could possibly, tip the scales and affect some change in the district. And of course, since I have a daughter that goes to school in TUSD, that was one of the biggest factors in leading me to make that decision. So,
Sadie Shaw, you hinted at a little bit of your kind of professional work and your community work. For those for the five people who still don't know who you are, you've been out there for a while hitting the trail, but give us a quick 1 or 2 minute background on who you are. What's your work been in the community been like, and what do you think you bring to the board?
Absolutely. So I'm an artist and an art educator, and I got kind of my work started in the Sugar Hill neighborhood. My family has lived in that neighborhood since the 1950s. With my daughter, I was pregnant and I took over one of the family houses. But not until a few years ago did I start getting involved in the neighborhood. I became the president of Sugar Hill Neighborhood Association, and one of my goals was to kind of bring to light the history of that neighborhood, the historic aspects. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize what that neighborhood was about because it's been suffering under gentrification for quite a long time. And so I wanted to raise the visibility of the neighborhood. I did an oral history project where I, you know, recorded the stories of people in the neighborhood. We had a lot of neighbors who, you know, had significant stories. The importance of people is really huge for me. And, you know, a lot of the time our older residents get forgotten. And so that oral history project kind of brought that to light. But my work there kind of led me to other things like the League of Women Voters. I was also appointed the Ward 3 nominee for the City of Tucson's Public Art and Community Design Committee. And so, yeah, it kind of opened up a whole lot of doors for me and kind of prepared me for this new venture in TUSD.
We're with Sadie Shaw this morning, candidate for the TUSD Governing Board. There are three open seats on that board to be filled through your November ballot. And again, on this show, we've really prioritized this race as I think it's one of the most important here in our community. In the second segment, Sadie, I want to get into kind of some policy and issues and things like that and dig in a little bit more. But to kind of finish our intro of who is Sadie Shaw, if you had to break down your platform, your vision for TUSD in two or three bullet points, what are the voters voting on when they are looking to bubble your name in?
Sure. Definitely a huge part of my platform is to increase the arts in TUSD. I want to, bring back a fully funded art program, music program, and even PE, because I feel like school days now are, tedious. They're filled with high-stakes standardized testing. So we need to make school more engaging for students, because I know a lot of students from even elementary school age get burned out by, focusing so much on those, the three R's, as they used to say. And, a lot of these elective classes have been cut, and they're cut, but we know studies have shown that those classes, music, art, PE, increase the academic performance for students. So I really am trying to create a more engaging learning environment for students so that we could bring up those test scores. And also, eliminate high-stakes standardized testing, too, because that is a big... It takes up a lot of time in students' days, and even teachers have to teach to the test. So my goal is to make a more engaging environment in the classroom.
Or with Sadie Shaw, that's a good point to take even a little bit of an earlier break. When we come back, I want to talk with Sadie Shaw, candidate for TUSD Governing Board, about the recent report this week that came out about the steep drop in TUSD enrollment that could cost millions. I've talked about this tipping point where we might get to a point where we lose so many students through postponing even hybrid education that maybe we can't claw our way back. Have we hit that moment? Would Sadie Shaw have done anything differently? Was she on the board this year? Talk about the desegregation case, TUSD budget, so much more. We're going to dive into issues and policy as we take a look at what a Sadie Shaw seat on the board would look like representing Arizona's second largest school district. We'll be right back after a short break. We are back for part two of our conversation this morning with Sadie Shaw, candidate for the TUSD Governing Board. And I want to jump right back in. Sadie, the current TUSD Governing Board decided earlier this week, if I've got my time straight, time is just mushing together in a crazy way, but decided in the last few days to start hybrid education in the district on November 12th. Meanwhile, there's a report out directly from Dr. Gabe Trujillo, who we'll have on the show on Monday, that they're seeing a steep drop after the 40-day period that really leaves the district outside of federal and state dollars and help for the district that could be millions and millions and millions of dollars, at least a loss of at least $15 million. If you were on the board, Sadie, would you have started hybrid education before? Would you have done things in the same way? Or has the board handled it well in your mind?
I don't think the board has handled it well at all. Those numbers reflect a great amount of, distrust, and people aren't confident in the district, and so they're leaving in droves. And, I think it really started from the beginning of the school year because, around at the beginning of the school year, we were supposed to have technology for every student. But, 3 weeks into it, there were around, 7,500 students who did not receive laptops, and so they weren't able to attend school, online school, at least in a sophisticated manner with the right devices. So a lot of them had to use their parents' cell phones. And, I wonder if a portion of those people who left the district were some of those students who did not receive the technology that they were promised. I think there could have been a lot that the district and the board could have done. I know specifically that the hybrid model as it is now, there's a lot of holes in it, and I definitely would not feel comfortable as an educator or even a parent sending my child back, because people got to realize that even though, you know, we're going to be sending the kids back in November, you know, it's only for half days, and that's half days, 4 days a week. And, you know, I understand that, like, working families, you know, it's hard for them to have the kids at home, but, you know, throwing them back in school and them only being there for like 3 hours, that's almost even more of a pain to have to, you know, drop them off and pick them up. And so there's a lot of things that the district could have done. I think, you know, planning way ahead of time is something that they probably should have done that long time ago. Got this hybrid plan like mapped out during the summer months, because, you know, we all knew that it was going to be something that this school year we'd have to focus on greatly is COVID and remote learning or, you know, a different kind of learning in school. So.
Sadie Shaw, you're running for one of three open seats on the board. Should you sit in one of them here after next Tuesday, or after next Tuesday's election, what would you do differently? We can't go back and fix the past. What's on your mind to do going forward?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like teachers are really left out of this equation. And one thing I would have done definitely, absolutely, is making the hybrid model be consent-based. Right now, of course, students and parents are able to decide if they want to do remote learning or hybrid learning, but teachers are not. So they're forced to go back into the classroom, whether they have a pre-existing condition or not. And so, I fear that, you know, we have a mass exodus of students right now, but I really fear that we're going to have another mass exodus of teachers as we move forward with this. So I definitely would have written that into the hybrid learning plan, that teachers have an option of whether they want to go back into school or not. You know, also, I probably would have made the hybrid learning full day, just so that parents could have a easier time, you know, juggling the work and home life. And so, you know, I think also we need to just simply ask the community, because, you know, I'm a parent in TUSD, but the survey that they sent us didn't have any place for an actual comment. And so I think it's important that we survey parents and see what their needs are. And especially even asking the students, like, how do they feel about the online learning model, and how is it working for them and how is it not? Because, you know, I'll tell you one thing, Zach, I'm not very happy with the quality of the online education that my daughter has been receiving for these last couple months. So it is concerning, because I do see that, you know, we're definitely going to have a lot of academic drop.
Yeah.
In students' test scores. I see it in my daughter, and we see it already in the benchmark tests that are coming out now. So,
Sadie, there's a lot of conversation. We're with Sadie Shaw this morning, a candidate for TUSD Governing Board. A lot of conversation about paying teachers more, about covering some capital costs, things like that. There was an audit in 2016, and I imagine the needle hasn't moved a ton. But that shows that TUSD really spends a lot more on administrative costs than peer districts in the state. I mean, a lot more. Part of that is the desegregation case. I want to ask you about the deseg case in a minute. But when you look at the TUSD budget, which is going to be one of the main items under your purview, should you sit on the district board, is there anything you look at and go, man, that could be moved here, we could decrease this, we could reform this? Are you looking at any major proposals? Should you sit on the board of how to reallocate any funding? Or do you think there's a responsible use of the dollars in the district right now?
I definitely think that there's a lot of work that needs to be done in regards to the budget. You're right that TUSD is absolutely top heavy, and we, you know, pay out a lot of the budget to admin and things of that nature. you know, just looking through the budget, there's a lot of things that I absolutely would want to kind of take a deeper look at. You know, for one thing, if we have a budget crisis, we need to go through the budget and see what really is unnecessary, and maybe we can reallocate those funds. One example is, you know, with all the sports kind of starting and stopping, we have a lot of grasses in the district, okay? And so the district spends a whole lot of money to just simply water that grass. And I know, you know, we all like our green lawns, but we do live in a desert. And if there's a, you know, crisis in our budget, then I think that maybe we need to think about, like, do we want to keep watering that lawn that nobody walks on? You know what I mean? And, you know, when you compare numbers of, like, irrigating grasses to, like, what's actually spent in the classroom, you know, there's a great disparity. So we spend more on irrigating our lawns than we do on buying new media for the library, new books for the library. And so things like that, I think we can take a look at and find the solution and just kind of save things. And of course, you know, there's a lot of administrators that get paid bonuses, you know, and I think that's insane that that we're doing that, paying so much. I'm talking about like $5,000, $10,000, $30,000 in bonuses to our administrators. And, you know, that doesn't sit well with me. And I know it doesn't sit well with the public. So I would definitely start there.
Kind of tied to this, Sadie Shaw, and really looking forward to your thoughts on this piece. It's not, I think it's about a third of the of the reason that those administrative costs are higher, if I remember my numbers correctly. So it's not the whole thing, but it's definitely a huge part. Our administrative costs around the desegregation case. Most everybody I talk to, Sadie, says that it's time for that to go away, that TUSD is in a place where we don't need that it needs to go away, and it looks like it's on its way out. Are you supportive of that? Do you think the desegregation case needs to continue regarding TUSD, or are we done with it?
Yeah, I think that we still have room to do right by the students, the Black students and the Native American students. I mean, if you go into the school sites, there's still a great disparity when you compare schools like Catalina, you know, with other schools that, like Sabino, for example. And so, you know, the big part of the desegregation case was that Black and brown students were not, you know, getting a fair shot at equal education, both with the facilities and with the curriculum that they were given. And, you know, looking at the test scores of all students, you know, all students in TUSD are hurting, not just Black and brown students. All of them aren't faring as well as they should on those tests in math, in science, in ELA. And so I don't think that we should end the court case simply because the academic achievement is not where it should be in the district. And, you know, it's unfortunate that the taxpayers and the district has, you know, spent so much money on lawyers and all of this. But, you know, when you go into the school sites, you don't see that $64 million annually reflected in any place. You know what I mean? And so I think it's a shame that all of that money is being misappropriated. It's not going to where it should. You know, $64 million is a lot of money. And I understand people's frustration at that it's been going on for so long. But I think that before we end it, we really need to take a good stock at where that money's going and make sure that we, you know, put it in the right place so that it can make a difference, especially in times like these. I think there's going to be a real need for that money. And, you know, if I'm on the board, I'm definitely going to make sure that it's going, you know, directly to classrooms so that students can experience, you know, having a school site that has everything they need. You know what I mean? I volunteered at Catalina High School not long ago. And I tell you one thing, I couldn't even do a PowerPoint presentation because the technology was that old. And so, you know, I don't think that we should end it until, you know, the actual school sites are faring a little better and that we get those those scores up in, you know, across the board.
Sadie Shaw for TUSD Governing Board. Thanks so much for a wide-ranging interview, for coming on and speaking with us. Shaw 4, the number 4, Shaw4TUSD.com for more information. Sadie, good luck to you the rest of the way, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Zach.